This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, cars, Sherpas, and a stupid world record. It's all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone's talking about the new hit reality show, Sports Illustrated's SI Swimsuit Model Search. The SI Swimsuit Edition is a top seller every year, and viewers are flocking to watch beautiful women audition. Well, Bob and Tom Television has a swimsuit show now. Forget about the SI Swimsuit Model Search. Check out the CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
Okay, where is she?
She's right down there on the beach, Kristen. They found her body there this morning wearing that red bikini and shoes by Gucci. Well,
she might have been hot last night, but she's cold today.
CSI Swimsuit Model Search. They're looking for a gal with a great body who can lie still and hold her breath for a two-minute scene on a beautiful beach. Yeah. Tune in to Bob and Tom Television tonight for CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I have a random musical survey.
Yes?
Are you guys ready for it?
Yes.
Don't do that.
I'm going to go round the horn.
Okay.
All right.
We'll start with Ace Cosby.
He's going to shout out mouth again.
Gary Newman's Cars. Yes or no? Ace?
Yes.
Chick?
No.
Christy?
Cars. Yeah, I like Cars.
Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that song. In 1980-ish?
Am I the only one?
I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass
like
on
cars?
It as well. Yeah.
Then why would you ask?
I find it abrasive. Because I wanted to know.
It was an 80s
Mike Mark
staple.
Is in here. Mike Mark, Gary Newman's Cars. Yes or no?
I don't care.
Wow. Well. I don't care.
We're not Gary Newman people.
Here in my car.
I feel safe as the law.
It's
with my broken window in the back.
It was kind of
looking at 8 months.
It kind of was like robot-like.
Yeah.
Whatever you call the
cars.
Genre.
Yeah. Good God. It's worse than I thought.
Kind of Devo-like.
Yeah. And yes. I love Devo, so what does that say about me? Hypocritical?
Oh, yes. You're going to go to Chicago with me to see him? My girls really want to see Devo.
Maybe I might.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. When is Devo going to be in Chicago?
I'll let you know.
It's of a certain era.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to put it on a playlist I'd listen to much.
Mm-hmm.
But you would put it on a playlist labeled do not listen.
this happened. People liked it. It was around...
Now, Josh?
I can see it in a movie being used properly.
Adam Ant and the English Beat are coming.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that up your alley?
The English Feet.
There are some Adam Ant songs I love, yeah.
What was the Adam Ant hit?
Goody Two Shoes.
Oh.
You don't smoke, you don't drink.
What do you do?
What do you do?
That was cute.
Yeah, I didn't care for that either. Plus, he painted his face. I'm against that.
Yeah, okay. Well,
what? He wore makeup.
Could we wind up the sportscast? Curiosity.
Well, let's see.
All right. So many emails. You can eat yak. You can get yak. Yak, yak, yak here at our store, at our local market. F off. I know you can eat it.
Yes, but not only that, you said you could. You didn't say you couldn't eat it. You said if you do eat it, you're probably dirty, is what you said.
No, I said Sherpas look filthy.
What do you expect from someone that eats yak?
I won't take hygiene advice from somebody who eats yak.
Yes.
They're probably healthier than you are. They're capable of...
Of course, they don't have Taco Bell up there or whatever.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Is this funny for a movie? Like they finally get up to the summit and there's a Taco Bell on the summit?
I left free.
Can I get your order?
No, of course that's funny.
Yeah. Can I get your order?
Or a DoorDash guy showing up at the top. Here. My God.
Better get a tip out of this.
Yeah.
I hope this is right. Did I do this?
Okay. Stupid world record.
Oh, that's right. Josh was talking. A man in China. This is a story out of China.
All right.
Has broken the Guinness World Record for the longest time to... Are you serious?
Have you seen the video?
No. The longest time to spray water from his mouth.
What?
I'll just let that simmer for a minute.
Really?
Okay, so this guy...
puts water in his mouth and then spits it.
And he has water coming out for a total of 5 minutes and 51.88 seconds.
You know, my uncle had this record for a while. He was disqualified for cheating. He had a hose up his ass.
So,
well, you want the record or not?
So it's not a distance, it's a time.
Yes, and the water has to keep coming out.
Chrissy, yes, longest time to spray
dribble
water.
Down his
no,
mouth?
It can't be dribbling. It has to be a continuous spray. This guy fills his stomach with water. Here you go.
What is up with this guy's haircut?
Well, it looks like it's painted on.
Yeah. Man, I don't care. That looks like a Devo haircut.
It's embarrassing.
As far as I can tell from watching the video, he must get all the water in his belly and then regurgitates it slowly.
Sick.
Put it back up there, huh? That looks like he works at Lowe's, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like Lowe's?
He's in like a garden area that has
many
plants, potted plants.
And what size pot you need, man?
12-inch.
You want to stop spitting water?
So he
I have a question about these zinnias.
Regurgitates more than a gallon of water.
Ugh.
Good God.
In a continuous stream.
Could you regurgitate anything on command?
Good. No, I just pee mine out.
Miss Molly.
He looks like a human fountain.
Mm-hmm.
That's me regurgitating.
And I don't know if there's anything mixed in with it or if it's just the water.
What would you mix in with it?
Your lunch.
I mean, he's looked clear.
He's essentially vomiting it
out. Right.
But he's controlling the rate at which it leaves his body.
Yeah, it's a really probably dangerous thing to do.
Have you ever had to, during a vomiting incident, did you ever have to swallow it back?
Yes. Oh, yes, I was in the middle seat of an airplane.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, well, we're done now. We
can... filled up my cheeks. They puffed out, and I just had to swallow it.
Oh, God.
I swear, it was awful.
Where was the... Didn't they have a vomit bag?
There was no time.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Aren't you happy you asked?
And more, or but you'd had a big meal of mayonnaise right before that. Right?
It was mostly mayonnaise.
No. Okay, now Christy's going to puke. Could we let's just move on?
Mayonnaise and ranch dressing.
Finn, right. Could you please do
soup,
the honors?
I call it.
What?
He's not done.
We didn't even get his name.
Oh, okay.
Well. Mr. Mahui.
Hi, Mahui.
Mahui. M-A-H-U-I. Hui.
Mahui.
Mahui.
Hui. Was able to regurgitate stream water 5 minutes, 51.8 seconds. 35-year-old successful attempt was over six times as long as the previous record of 56.36 seconds.
Well, that's great. Mm.
Yeah, it's disgusting. But it's
useless
world record.
When's the last time you vomited, Tom? Just straight ahead.
What time did you start sports?
So is this something that you know you can do well, or is it something you go, oh, I could beat that record?
Yeah, how did he figure that out? That is interesting.
Gosh, that'd be...
I don't know.
Talk about... Get a life.
Well, a lot of people have unusual skills. Some people can light flatulence for 30 seconds. This guy can vomit water slowly. Congratulations, sir. Oh, thank you, dear.
I'm not done yet.
There's more sports?
Dear Tom, of course people have to poop on Everest. That's how the poop gets up there. Because, Luddites, I'll explain it to you. This is from David. The low atmospheric pressure causes the gases in your body to expand. And if you don't poop, you explode. It's science.
Well, I get that.
David and Dayton.
I never said to hold it.
I never said, but we don't understand how, when it's so cold, how you can drop trowel and go to the bathroom.
Yes.
That's my issue here.
Apparently, the answer probably is quickly.
Mm. Okay.
Why don't they, after all this time on Everest, why don't they have, like,
outhouses?
A rest area or something.
Or even
that kind of takes away the...
They spend all that time putting the ladders up over the crevasses.
Yes.
Doesn't that sort of take away from the...
No!
You're 500 yards from the summit of Everest and there's a Hoosier Pete's gas station.
Why not?
Well, you need beef jerky right then.
Why not? Yes.
It takes away some of the adventure, don't you think?
No. It makes it more enjoyable.
Well, with 800 people doing it every year, no, it's not as special.
One of those signs at the summit, Kodak picture spot, yes. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're out of slushies. You're out of slushies.
I walked all the way up this mountain.
Everest.
How about put your hand outside and get some slushy mix? And
okay. Never. Okay, well, okay. Is that sports?
Yes, that's sports.
All right.
North Korea's state television channel censored a BBC gardening program.
Sorry, it's filthy.
Due to the host's denim pants.
Because it was his hoe?
That's right, the host's what?
Denim pants. His jeans. According to BBC, Central TV recently aired a 2010 edition of Alan Tishmarsh's Garden Secrets, but blurred out his jeans as they are a symbol of Western imperialism. Tishmarsh seemed excited by the news. He told the BBC, quote, "It's taken me to reach the age of 74 to be regarded in the same sort of breath as Elvis Presley, Tom Jones, and Rod Stewart."
Easy there, Tishmarsh.
I've never seen myself as a dangerous,
submissive
imperialist. I'm generally regarded as rather cozy, pretty harmless. So actually, it's given me a lot of street cred, really, hasn't it?
Again, the larger point is they're blurring out pants.
Yeah, North Korean TV often pirates content from foreign broadcasters, blurring out screen logos to hide the original source. North Korea's rules prohibiting jeans have been in place since the 1990s.
Man, that is... just ridiculous.
I'd like to know how many people in North Korea have a TV set besides Kim Jong-un.
A fair amount, probably, because they want that propaganda machine to be pumped into every house.
But and why would they be showing someone growing food? Aren't they?
You're just making them. Well, they like to watch shows where they grow the food and then they don't have to forcibly give it to the government.
Oh.
Which is what happens over there.
So no blue jeans. Can you wear black jeans? Hipster style? I heard they hung Mr. Green jeans at effigy.
Oh, yeah.
Poor guy from Captain Kangaroo.
Poor guy.
Jay Leno could never go over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No. The top and the bottom.
Do they wear jeans in South Korea? They do, right?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I wear jeans all the time. Yeah.
What about Kim, the leader, does he wear... He just wears a slack?
He's always in that Dr. Evil uniform.
Yeah, that's right. And the weird hair got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess, was it his dad that condemned...
In the 90s? I guess so.
Condemn him, if you will.
Condemn him.
condemn him.
You've been condemned.
Okay.
Someone in New Jersey overcame the odds and won $1.12 billion Mega Millions yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah. The winning numbers 7, 11, 22, 29, 38, and 4. Most winners choose a cash payout, which would just be a mere $537.5 million. I don't know how you could live on that.
You can't.
No, it'd be awful.
What? But is there like state tax?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
State income tax.
So then you get half of that.
Oh,
so,
they get their cut.
So yeah, it's probably 200 and round up, probably $240 million that you walk away with.
You walk home with about 50
bucks. You can get a cool boat, nice car, good house. You're doing okay.
Mm. I wonder how much you would get at one point.
You shouldn't have to. $500 million, probably. Right? You shouldn't have to pay taxes.
Well, the cash payout is $500 million, so if you have to pay taxes on that.
Wait a minute. So you win $1.2 billion, but you don't. You really win just $500 million.
That's a scam.
Yeah,
and it has nothing to do with taxes.
Right. If you take the cash payout, it's $537.5 million. If you do the
over time, it would be a billion.
It's $1.12 billion.
How much over time would I get? How long would it take to pay me? And what would I get?
Do they do 20 years?
Well, in your case, let's be real.
30 years.
Okay. Let's be realistic here.
30 years.
Keep in mind, one of my oldest and dearest friends is going to speak now. Yes, Tom.
Odds are, if you're taking it over 30 years, you're going to get, how many payments do you think, Christy?
25?
that's a little high. Keep going.
I think you'd get 20.
20?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He'd be in his mid-80s. Why not?
Any insurance actuary worth his salt would look at my stats and go, how are you still alive now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd want to get the money.
Why are you so pessimistic?
I'd do the same.
Realist.
Get the money now.
Yeah.
I
think the days of me watching those TV shows about insurance, being covered by insurance, and calling them up, and no doctor will call, and they cover me, that's way over, I would think, at this point. Yeah.
Lottery should be tax-free. When you buy a lottery ticket, doesn't some of that money already go to the state?
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're double-dipping. I can't stand taxes.
Well, this is the season. Get ready. There's the award season, then the tax season.
State taxes in Nevada, Florida, Texas.
What's this now?
No state.
No state taxes?
No state income tax, but they usually make it up with a property tax or something.
Are you sure?
They do. Or gas tax.
You pay one way or the other.
Yeah.
You definitely
But there's
can.
A reason all the athletes moved to Florida.
And Texas? Texas, no state tax in Nevada.
Let me have my money, punks.
Well, are you going to make your own streets and put your own kids through school?
I'm so sick of that argument.
You're going to get rid of your own trash.
I don't need your logic.
Every time I've gotten to know you, you seem like one of those guys who would watch that TV commercial about if you put up a windmill in your backyard, the power company has to pay you for some,
that's right.
Some bass-ackwards thing.
They work for me.
That's right. I don't pay them anything.
First year I paid my taxes quarterly, so I'm actually looking forward to kind of going in and going, well, all right, we're pretty much even, aren't we? You know,
you're not going to owe anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It'll be nice.
We'll see.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Now, coming up in the world of news.
Oh, we still have time to do.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
Legislators in Washington state have signed the so-called Strippers Bill of Rights.
Good.
The legislation
is it a regular Bill of Rights or a dollar Bill of Rights? they're strippers, you see.
That. Is dollar still, just give them a dollar, is that still?
I don't know.
Well, it depends on how much attention you want.
Ace?
You give them a 20?
A 5.
Do you take a stack of singles or fives into a strip club?
I've never tipped with my own money.
With your own money, who are you stealing the guy next to you?
There's always some weird answer.
Yeah, you know,
he never has a yes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.